This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Some young Vermont baseball players are about to get the thrill of a lifetime. They're heading to Havana, Cuba this weekend to play a series of games against Cuban ballplayers in a cultural sporting event organizers hope will lead to a lasting connection between the island nation and the state of Vermont. Jim Carter helped organize the trip. He's the faculty advisor and coach for the University of Vermont's club baseball team, and we spoke with him via cell phone about the Vermont youngsters heading to Havana to play ball against their Cuban counterparts.
There's 11 players going. They're 11 and 12-year-olds. They are from Burlington, Essex, Shelburne, and Bristol. These 11 and 12-year-olds, Mitch, and you know, I don't think they quite understand the grasp of history of this.
How in the world did you put this together? Because even with the softening of relations between Cuba and America, that's still a process going on. I imagine there's still significant travel bans in place, things like that.
Oh, there are. There are tremendous travel bans. You cannot fly, unless you're on some special educational cultural exchange, you cannot fly from the States to Havana. So we're going to fly to Montreal. How this got started, Tom Simon, he's an attorney in Burlington, loves baseball. He's written a number of books on UVM baseball and Centennial Field. And he's a Little League coach in Burlington. And back in January, he met with the Cuban-American Friendship Society here in Burlington, and there's a corresponding office in Havana. He had organized a trip of adults to Cuba, an educational, cultural baseball trip back in January, and that didn't go through just because they couldn't get numbers and whatnot. So the Cuban-American Friendship folks here in Burlington said, why don't you try to get a Little League team organized to go to Cuba? And so Tom said, sure. And so he put a call out to different Little Leagues around Chittenden County and Addison County, and these aren't hand-picked. They're just kids that and their parents that said they want to do this. It costs each player, or each person going $2,600. We're doing a lot of cultural stuff. We will have a bus available to us, and we'll have a translator available to us. And we've done a little bit about the history of Cuba, the history of the embargo.
So who are the kids that they're going to be playing against? Are they also a Little League team from Cuba?
Yeah, there's five different teams. Each day we play a team from Havana, a Little League team. We don't know the caliber and the quality of the players, but they're Little League players from different parts of Havana. And then actually on Friday, we're playing a provincial team, and we've heard that the game will be on either national television or certainly Havana TV. Pretty dramatic, I guess you might say, because it will be televised to throughout Cuba.
You know, you mentioned that you've got 11 kids going and some parents, too. Were there any parents or Little Leaguers that you approached who objected to this, who said, no, I don't want my kids going, for whatever reasons?
I didn't hear it any. Tom Simon's the one that actually got the team selected. The parents are incredibly excited about this, and the kids are too, but we hope it's going to be fun, yeah, educational. Another thing we're doing is my teacher and me, every day we're going to do a journal. Our daughter, Carter's mom, went out and bought 15 journals, and we're going to every day sit down in the hotel. We're going to stay in a hotel, and every day do 15 or 20 minutes of just a journal writing about what their impressions are of what happened yesterday or what they hoped for. In fact, we did our first entry on practice we had on Sunday, and the kids got into it. They really got into it because most of them probably journal in school. So I told them, hey, 20, 30 years from now, you'll open up that journal and realize really what a special, special time it was.
And I do wonder if there will be talk maybe after this or even during about bringing some of those Cuban kids over to Vermont at some point.
Well, that's our goal, really. We really hope maybe in another year or another 2 years that things will be much, much softer as far as relations between the two. And, the Cuban kids will come to Burlington. I know some Burlington Little Leagues went to the Dominican Republic 4 or 5 years ago, and the Dominican kids came here. But Cuba's a whole different story because we've been isolated from them for, like I say, since the early 1960s.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with the trip. I hope you have an incredible time. Show the kids some footage of Louis Tiant pitching for the Red Sox back in 75, would you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe when we get back, we can chat, Mitch, about how it went and maybe even talk to some of the kids, you know?
You know, I would love that, Jim. That would be terrific. Thank you so much. Jim Carter is the faculty advisor and coach of the UVM club baseball team. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, glad to be here.